You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw,
who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, guys, this is officially the second podcast of the world's best business podcast with Heaton and Steli. And yeah, advice for people who want to get shit done. There you go. We just made the first one, and this is the second right after, so we're not fucking around. And because the idea for this podcast kind of originated at a conference we just attended, we thought, why not talk about the conference and the experience we had? We had a great time together there.
Absolutely.
Let's just talk about that. What was the conference?
Yeah, the conference is called MicroConf, and it's mostly for self-funded entrepreneurs. And I've been going for 5 years. Every time they have it in Vegas. They've also had it in Europe before. And I was pumped when I got the email that Steli said he's going to be there and speaking. So, like, I was like, fuck yeah, it's gonna be like 10 times better. And it was. So, one of the things that I noticed Steli did, just to get right into it at the conference, and I'm sure he'll have his opinions on the conference, but like, I want him to share that first. But like, the thing he did that I was most impressed by and really taught me something was that he made people commit to doing something right away. And I mean, the whole conference is about doing shit. Like right away, but like the way Steli made people do it, they were sending us emails in the morning after we gave them some feedback and some action items about what they did. And I thought that was impressive. So I'd love for you to just, dude, that's awesome. Like I'm good. I do that. But like, damn, you just get right to it.
Well, it was also inspired by you, but I think together we made a lot of people sweat, but we hopefully also made provided some value. I mean, one was the guy that we can talk about in more detail later, that went from that night having drinks with us to the next morning, like having a landing page up, sending us an accountability email with everything he had accomplished in the last few hours. The other thing is we did website teardowns. Heaton was so gracious to invite me
whatever
to be on stage with him on that. And then we had one guy, the very first teardown we did, had something that was just horrendous, and we asked him, could you just fix it while we're doing the other teardown so we can come back in 30 minutes.
And you remembered.
Yes. And at the end of the teardowns, we're like, did you make the change? And we refreshed the site in front of everybody.
And he made the change.
He made the change. People really fucking love that. Yeah. So yeah, turnaround time. And like, let's not just chat about things. Let's make things happen.
Yeah, you had such a great way to make people accountable. And that was the right conference for that.
Yes. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the conference, they do these videos. They want to do like a summary video with like everything that's awesome about the conference.
Yeah.
And this is Heaton having multiple phones. This is when you know somebody's a baller. He has one iPhone for like timing. We have a 20-minute timer on that iPhone. And then he has the other iPhone with his calendar and a reminder on or something. I got a call.
I don't want to. One of mine's messed up. One's T-Mobile. One's Verizon.
There you go. All right.
I don't have a night one and a morning one, and I'm also trying to really grok the idea of the two different sizes. I really care about product. I would say that I think I'm okay at it, but I always suck at it. It's one of those things. Anyone that's good at product's going to tell you that. Not that I'm any good, so I'm trying to grok the size. Anyways.
Yes. So, yeah, and basically coming back to that, they do this little testimonial video. My whole thing on the why was this conference awesome was – the amount of people that I talked to that made a change was just, you know, it was in total in like 2 days, maybe 5 or 6 people. That's like 6,000% more than any other conference.
Yeah.
Right? And the audience was much smaller than the average conference I speak at.
Yeah, it's like 230 people or something. It's not even
that small audience.
That's right.
But people really want to get shit done. Not everybody. We gave advice to some people that didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But, or maybe we get bad advice to really smart people.
Of course. Why not? Yeah.
But it was great to see a bunch of people really snap into action. That's just my favorite thing about that conference.
Yeah, mine too. If people are there to actually get shit done, because they're self-funded, they're very interested and open to the feedback. They want to know if they're doing something wrong because literally, I don't want to say it like this, but it's close. Their life depends on it. And what I mean by that is they don't want to work for somebody. They don't want to go get a job again. They've already done that. And they want to build a business, make money. And there's so many examples at that conference over the last 5 years of people that started out barely quitting their jobs, haven't quit their jobs yet, and now they're fully independent. Like, they're making money on their own. And that I know this sounds like sales speak or like I'm pitching the conference, but like seriously, that's how it is. And there's numerous examples. There's at least, I would venture to say up to 50 to 100 people at that conference that are in that mindset and already making progress every year.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is our kind of people.
Yes. Right?
Our kind of people. These are our people. All right, so did we mention the name?
Yeah, MicroConf. We can mention it 10 times.
Yeah, we should mention it multiple times. Yeah. Because the name could also be just like, once you said it, if I didn't know it, it could also just be like it was a small conference or something.
No, it was a very large conference.
Listen, another thing. We're constantly moving the mics around. I'm pushing the mic more towards Heaton, and he takes it as a sign of respect and superiority and turns it around to the middle.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking much louder than you, dude.
Oh.
Yes, I'm monitoring
the... But you always do. You're the sales guy.
Yes, I'm monitoring it. So I'm okay. Like, I'm good even if the mic doesn't point to me, but I want to make sure we get you in really good volume and you're not as loud. So
but I want them to hear you.
Well, when I'm not talking, they need to hear you.
Okay.
All right. Let's stop fighting about the microphone.
It just makes me uncomfortable.
Just trust people.
And I don't know. I like doing things for other people.
We'll
different topic.
Yeah, we'll get a mic that's like in all directions.
Okay. All right. MicroConf.
All right. MicroConf, right? So if you really want to get shit done, if you're self-funded, if you want to be independent and have freedom, it's an awesome conference. Like, these guys are doing a great job. Right, what else? Let's talk about some specifics. Now we talk very generically why it's an awesome conference. Let's talk about some specific stories that were good, bad, maybe useful, interesting to people.
Yeah. I think one of the most interesting things about the conference in general and like what I see with the talks is that every talk will give you a takeaway. In fact, the presenters... Not even the presenters, the organizers, right from the beginning, they say you should have three actionable items at least from the conference and three new relationships you've made. So they actually put it out there. And when I look at most conferences, you're talking about like tech conferences. So even like all the great ones in Silicon Valley, because all of them are great, right?
Of course.
They don't say anything like that.
Of course.
They don't even like put it out there from the beginning and at the end that like, hey, did you get that? Because if you didn't get that, you're not going anywhere, right? And I think that really puts the onus on the attendee to get that. But they know that the organizers, and this is Rob and Mike, they're the organizers of the conference, that they really care and they really want that. In fact, even their own businesses have grown tremendously and they give us updates. People share revenue numbers. And you might think they're small if you're like a venture-funded company, but these people are able to change their lives because of the businesses they've built. They don't have to work for anyone again. That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's easy, especially in the place that we're at. Like, we're in Silicon Valley, and everybody's like, if you're not, like, changing the universe, then you're totally not worthy of whatever. This is another pointer to later. Let's do a podcast on that. Like, the same way we look at some people in the Bay Area, look at people in LA and go, oh, these people just want Ferraris and, like, bullshit. We're in it to change the world. Changing the world can also be penis enlargement.
Why not?
Right?
Yeah.
If you're carrying around like one, if you just like you want to feel amazing about yourself and your ego by changing the world instead of caring about the thing you're trying to solve or the value you're trying to create.
It all has to be contextual.
Yes.
Right. It all has to be based on like the environment you're in, what you care about the most, and even thinking through that. And I think what's great is that in that 230 people thing for about 3 to 4 days, you have this sort of concentration. In fact, the way I think about it is the reason I live in the Bay Area is because there is more of a concentration of people trying to do new things than anywhere else in the world. Like, and no one can argue with me there.
Yep.
It's concentration. I don't care about the money.
Yep.
I don't care about all this other stuff. Other people think, oh, this is Mecca. No, there's more people here trying to do more good shit for the world than anywhere else all at once and new things, right?
Yeah.
And I thrive on that. I love that. I can walk down the street and meet people, right?
Yeah.
See, not even famous people. These people are famous, so to speak, because they're trying to do things, trying to do new things. And at MicroConf, for those 3 or 4 days, you have the same kind of feeling.
Concentration. Yeah. So, okay. So let's highlight my three favorite, I have four stories we'll quickly share. Let's go through them.
Bring it.
People that got advice and either turned it immediately around or I'm expecting them to, and we can hold them accountable.
Awesome.
And with some of them there, the two of them I did not know, and I don't think they're that well known, and two of them are well known.
Yeah.
And we'll have to decide if we keep it anonymous and highlight them later, maybe in some
In the
notes.
Text or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Let's just keep them anonymous.
Yeah.
We can ask their permission.
Yeah. Right. We'll ask for their permission, but it'd be awesome.
Because you know what stays in what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Very true.
As they say,
MicroConf is in Vegas, by the way.
Yes.
All right. So Let's start with the very first one where we made a difference. We did this together.
Yeah.
It's the guy that sent us the accountability update.
Yeah.
Right? So he's the first night of the conference. It's kind of a mixer before the conference officially kicks off.
Yeah.
We are having a lot of fun, tons of drinks, and there's this young guy there, and he tells us about his, I think, sister-in-law being one of the most famous mommy bloggers, having like an incredible, like what, 2 million uniques a month or something,
yeah.
A huge crowd.
Yeah.
And a while back, months or years back, she told him that mom's really struggling with giving course to their children, like how to come up with course or chores. I don't even know how to
It was about chores.
Chores,
so it was like she told him an idea about chores. She even ran a survey.
Yes, and then she wanted him to build an app. He's an iOS app developer.
That's right.
And he started building it and never finished, never released it. They did a little like a little capture form, and he had like 600 people that signed up immediately.
Yeah.
He never did anything with any of them.
Nope.
And then we basically very quickly got to the, well, what the fuck are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Because he was like, all like, well, shouldn't I wait till I have the app ready and this done and that done? And we're like, no, fuck,
do something now.
Like, you have this massive, you've solved the problem everybody takes months and years to try to solve. You have distribution.
That's right.
You just start right now. What can we do to get you started? And we all, I think, I don't know how we came about it, but we're like, let's all wait to build an iPhone app. Let's just release an ebook or some interviews or something.
And all we said was, what's the simplest thing you can do?
Yeah.
And we basically got to this idea of like a checklist, PDF or something, all about chores.
Yes.
Right? And that's what we got to.
Yes.
Really quickly.
Yes.
And he's like, I already got the content. We're like, what the fuck? Like, you already got the content?
Yeah.
Go do something.
And we're like, and if you want to make it even a little bit better, you don't have to like write more. Just interview a bunch of moms. Interview that mommy blogger, the authority.
I remember that now. Yes.
Record the Skype interview, and you can have somebody transcribe it in text. You can release that as a video. Like, it's you can do this tomorrow. Like, and then we grab it into a timeline. We're like, what's stopping you from like? You should not. I think I said literally, you should not be here anymore. Leave the mixer. Go back to your hotel room and put out a page and release this thing tomorrow. And he was like, okay, I think, yeah, I could do this. And we're like, all right, so send Heaton, myself, and the third person that was in the group in the conversation, send us an email tomorrow morning before the conference starts with an update on what you have done between this conversation and tomorrow.
And to move on to the next one, I'm going to read the email.
All right, yeah, okay.
This is the email he sent us. I'm trying to get the exact time if I can, by the next afternoon.
Yes.
And the email was, hey guys, thanks so much for the mental kick in the ass last night. It was well-deserved / needed and really lit a fire under me. Since last night, I published 2 lead pages and captured a 26-minute video interview with my wife that I squeezed in during the web teardowns this morning. Wow. So you skipped our teardowns.
He skipped our town.
To make that shit happen.
Yes, that's how you know it's somebody who wants to get shit done. He was not at a conference to listen to us tearing down other people's business, but he attended the conference so we could help him build his business. That's the best reason to go to a conference is that you learned something and you had to leave the fucking conference to get that thing done. That's how you know you got value out of it. Let's move on.
Yes.
Next person, that same night, was somebody who's famous. Famous-ish, like very
In that crowd, he's top 1-2% of the crowd for sure.
And like he's amazing, right? So an amazing
Absolutely.
Guy.
Yeah.
We both admire him. So we talked to him about one of his businesses. So this guy has like both
he has a lot
product
of stuff.
And other
yeah.
things. So we talk about one of the businesses that he is trying to build up.
Yep.
Right. What is the issue? What is he bringing up?
He was basically just talking about how he's not making enough money from it.
Yeah.
And how he really wants to make money so he can invest more in it and all that kind of stuff. And I think what he really needed was focus and a specific goal in some amount of time.
Yeah.
And all you and I did is just talk to him and got that out of him.
Yeah.
Because he knew it. He knows it. He gives other people advice like that. You know, it's one of those things. You and I both know it's hardest to take your own advice. It's easier to give it, so you shouldn't listen to us, but much harder to take it.
Yeah.
So I think he just needed a kick in the ass around like, hey, this is where you need to focus. And this is how you need to think about it.
And I think a few specifics.
Yeah, go for it.
Take it away. It was all about like, A, he was wondering, in his mind, he had a little bit of a lack of clarity on like, I've invested so much money and time. Do I need to take more outside capital? I've never taken outside capital. Do I need that?
Yes.
Do I need to hire more people on the product side? What do I focus on first? And all we did, we said, how much money do you make today?
Yeah.
How much money do you need to make in 6 months, which was his goal?
Yeah.
And then we're like, all right, so break it down to like, what do you need to add every week?
Yeah.
And then let's just do that. You need to focus on sales and getting these customers, not worry about keeping them because he was like, oh, what if I win all this revenue, but then I get some churn?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, because you have a goal, you have a target.
Yes.
And you'll fix the churn.
And I personally, I had signed up for the product and didn't convert to a customer.
Yeah.
And he had emailed me once about it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, you're not fucking emailing me. Like, why aren't you following up with me every single day on this? And he started laughing. He was like, yes, you need to make it your religion for the next 6 months, every day, to only worry about one thing. Let me add the incremental revenue today. I need to get to my goal. Everything else you can figure out later. And you know what the cool thing is? I'm not going to read the email because then you're going to know who it is.
Yeah.
But I got an email from him the next day
while
at the conference.
Yeah.
And I connected him with the guy in my team that's responsible for that area.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing the emails back and forth.
Yeah.
He's been hustling.
Awesome.
And nothing makes me happier than that.
Me neither.
All right. Next guy.
Yeah.
On stage, we did the website teardowns. We already mentioned this.
Yeah, we did.
But
yeah.
but maybe more specifically because this is such a simple thing. So we make the first teardown and there's one big problem about this person's website. What was it?
It was basically the header he had was washing out the copy he had on top of the header.
Yes.
That was the issue. So you couldn't see the read the copy without squinting.
Yes. There was an image and it was white text on the image and there was no way for you to read that text.
Yep.
So what we asked him to do at the end of our teardown, in the middle of it, was like, hey, do you have control over the website? Can you make changes? And he was somewhere back in the audience in the room and he nodded yes.
Like, okay.
All right, you're 30 minutes. Change that background image to a solid color. I don't care. Black.
Yeah.
Black.
Doesn't
blue,
matter.
Blue,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. So I can read your value proposition.
Yep.
And by the end he did. And the funny thing was we were looking at a little laptop screen on stage and I was one step behind Heaton. And I could not read the subject or the title of his website because of that background
image. We were actually side by side. You're never behind me.
Maybe you're
ahead of me usually.
I was a little behind you. And then at the end, it made such a huge difference.
And it did.
The crazy thing is, this guy got the same advice the day before at the teardown.
And he didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
But Stelly, you made him do it.
I mean, but I can't believe he didn't do it in a full day.
You held him accountable.
There you go. All right. So last guy I have.
Yeah.
And then let's see if we have what else we want to do.
We're going to give our tips by then.
Let's give our
tips. We got a minute and a half for this guy.
All right. So the last guy was, again, very famous, one of the most famous people at that conference. And it was a one-on-one conversation I had with him, probably because he didn't want everybody to hear it.
Yeah.
And it was about potentially going into doing enterprise sales.
Ah, yeah.
Right? So we're having a conversation about this person's business, and he set some goals. And usually, I help people set more aggressive goals.
Yeah.
And this was one of the rare times where I had to tell somebody to set less aggressive goals.
Interesting.
Because his goals were crazy.
Huh.
Like, this is the type of, I'll give you a parallel so you can make up who I'm talking about. But here's the guy that's like, currently I have zero revenue, Heaton, with my SaaS business. But in the next 3 months, I'm either going to make 100K in MRR or I'm going to stop. And I'm a single founder. And you go,
that's hard.
No.
That's actually hard.
Let's not do that.
Yes.
Right? Let's really not do that. And then, so I had to tell that person, listen, you go from zero to 5,000 in 3 months, that's